Millie Quezada. Is that how you say it? Quezada?
Quezada.
MILYQUEZADA 122203. Millie is an 18-year-old young lady who comes in today complaining of chest wall pain. Patient has had this pain for the past 7 or 8 years. At age 8 or 9, she was hit by a car when she was a pedestrian. She had liver laceration, spleen laceration, did not require any surgery or removal of any organs. But since then, she's had this very peculiar pain in her chest that gets worse when she hasn't eaten. There's no nausea, vomiting. There's no diarrhea associated with it. There's no evidence of palpitations, or sometimes she gets dizzy, but it's not related to her pain, period. Family history, arthritis, hypertension, nothing significant, she says. Immunization, she had COVID immunization times one, medications, non-allergy, non-medical problems, negative surgical problem, negative social. She's going to school and working. She's going to school, she's working, she's not using any drugs. She's very active. She weighs 128 pounds, 98, 92, 16, 86, 116, over 72, heart, positive 1. Positive 2, lungs are clear, abdomen soft, neck, true, JVD, skin shows, no actual mucosal with energy, logical, non-focal. As far as the chest wall pain is concerned, I'm not able to produce the pain by pushing on her chest, number one. Number two, chest x-ray is negative. Number three, pain happens only when she's hungry and only at a certain time. Number four, pain sometimes goes to her neck. For this reason, we looked at her thyroid, her carotid, and lymph nodes in her neck, which were all negative. Next number, because of the pain in the chest on the left side, we looked at her heart to make sure she doesn't have MVP. She does not. Next number, we also looked at her abdomen to make sure she has no referred pain, like gallbladder disease and such. Everything looks normal. Next number, we ordered H. pylori on her. Next number, there's no medication at this time. Next number, she doesn't. She says even if she had medication, she wouldn't take it on regular basis because she doesn't know when she's going to have the pain. Next time, rule out H. pylori infection. Next time, this patient may benefit from low-dose amitriptyline and or Neurontin at night. But again, pain is not severe enough at this time. Next number, pelvic and abdominal ultrasound, liver and kidneys are within normal limits. Next number, findings discussed with patient at length before leaving the clinic. Thank you.